This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All right, let's go. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. What a beautiful day it is outside. The beautiful weather has continued, and we've got a postseason to look ahead to with the Memphis Grizzlies. It is all settled, or at least the play-in part of it is. Grizzlies at Warriors in the 7-8 play-in game. That after a 132-97 win over Dallas yesterday at FedEx Forum in the team's regular season home finale. A lot happened over the weekend. Obviously, there was the loss to Denver that locked you into the play-in game on Friday night. We'll talk about it all. What's ahead? Got Golden State. You can always get up for those anytime. But when it's a play-in, and we've done it with them before, I realize Golden State's winless in its play-in history. Maybe that bodes well for the Grizzlies. Maybe it'll bode well again for the Memphis Grizzlies. We'll talk some Grizzlies today, certainly. With playoffs are set in some other instances besides the play-in, got a bunch of juicy matchups, going to do that. Obviously, Grizzlies now 4-5. They finish up under interim coach Tuomas Iisalo. We'll see what's up next. How about Tennessee? The Vols sticking to their guns in terms of their dealings with Nico. The dealings are done. Nico is gone. We'll talk about whether or not they made the right decision. Tiger basketball is bringing home a familiar face from the transfer portal. Congrats to Jeffrey Wright's guy, Rory McIlroy. Yeah, I was paying attention. Rory finally completes the career grand slam by winning the Masters yesterday. Good for him. And one more thing, and I'm going to look over it, and our wonderful producer, executive producer, program director, number one in the country as I say this. Just three words. Go, Cubs, go. John, how are you?
We're great. Can you hear me?
Can hear you just fine, brother. Where are you coming in? Where are you coming in to us from today?
As usual, the hospital bed.
All right.
Although I am feeling better this morning, I just had to take the precautions. I stay sick, so no different now. It's weird because it's like April. Although in my defense, you know, the weather has been hot and cold and hot and cold. So usually when that happens, like I usually end up getting sick as a result. So just kind of playing it safe. But I'm here and I'm ready to do our job.
Are you ready to get a win tomorrow night at the Warriors?
No, that's not happening. I guess we're contractually obligated to pretend, but there's no way this team's winning tomorrow.
Okay. Well, was that a limp I saw Jimmy Butler with at the end of that game? Just looking for
signs.
Now,
that is interesting.
Just looking for any signs possible that we can do it to him again. Remember, when was that? 3 years ago, 2 years of play-in. I remember Xavier Tillman hitting a big three.
I think
three.
It was four.
4 years. Good Lord. That was going into the Utah series, huh? Is that what that
yes.
was? Oh, my goodness.
It was the year after COVID.
It's been 4 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Or maybe it was it was the year after COVID, right?
That sounds right. 4 years ago, it would be the year after COVID.
Yeah.
If you do the math.
Because it was the 2020-2021 season.
They're 0-3 in their playing history, I believe.
Yeah. Well, you know, it was interesting. Like, if you can find us on The Athletic as it relates to, like, their game yesterday. Like, Steve Kerr was like, you know, we got three home games to get to the playoffs. So, you know, it's in terms of yesterday. I think they would have liked to win and guaranteed, you know, the series. But
of course they
would have. I think they also looked at it like, you know, we're going to play the Grizzlies and we're going to beat them and we're going to get the Rockets in the first round.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I mean, I have to think that their priority was winning yesterday and staying out of these one-offs. I mean, you just prefer to be. They went to overtime. I mean, they were trying to win that game. Harden stepped up, hit some big threes.
Sure.
Clearly, there. But I hear you in terms of their confidence level against Grizzlies. Again, I'm looking at that Jimmy knee. Jimmy's been banged up before. We've seen him lead teams to finals. That's the one thing about Jimmy Butler. But you know, it's a one-off, man. You know, to get the seven.
Right.
So, hey. I don't feel the same way. I guess we'll get into all this. You got to set up the show, but playing Houston and playing OKC, two different things in terms of the way I feel about those series, right?
Right.
One I'm fine with playing. The other one I don't want to see. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll get into all of it. Jason will give you his case for why the Grizzlies pull the upset tomorrow.
Six and a half says they won't.
I will listen to it. And, yeah, so we'll get into that. Jeff Calkins will join us at 1:25. Respect Burgers at 1:00. That's the show. Got some interesting jersey sales info to go over with you. As Lou Williams told you, kids have turned their back on Ja Morant.
I can't tell.
Do the jersey sales number support his claims? We will get into that a little bit later in the show.
Did you see his celebration? His celly? Did you see that clip? 2 minute clip of his celly? Going worldwide, and I wasn't stuttering.
That's the same one, right?
Yeah. Okay. You haven't seen it. You have to. You will be amazed when you see. There's this 2 minute video of everyone doing Jaws words / grenade celebration. I mean, a soccer. I think baseball was in there. Basketball players. I told you, anything this dude does, man. People my son and I watched it. It's 2 minutes of it, John. Everybody's doing it. It's worldwide. Told you,
worldwide.
I don't know if Sling of David would have been as Sling of Ja would have been as popular, but he is worldwide. He is worldwide.
No, he's not.
I don't see this stopping anytime soon. We might go in. Yeah. We're doing it in L's. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The guy that looks like Anthony Edwards did it on the. U.S. versus world game this weekend.
Did he?
The Baylor commit. What's his name?
That's just the tip of the iceberg, brother.
You got to go watch this kid, though.
Okay, I will.
He literally looks, runs, shoots, plays. Tunde Yesufu.
Okay.
They call him Baby Ant.
Are you in there studying him in your
It's going to blow
quarantine?
Your mind when you see it.
All right, okay.
The dude looks and moves and plays and is, like, built just like Anthony Edwards, bro. Right. And he wears five.
Okay.
But he did the Josh Ellie. Is that why I brought that up?
One of many, as you will see before the show is done. I'll get it to you in a break.
All right. So, Grizzlies are in the play-in. They lost the Nuggets after, again. I mean, being up for the majority of the game is up as many as 15 points. Another catastrophic meltdown late. What'd they go, like 6 minutes without a field goal?
Zero field goals. Over the final 6.5.
Yeah, and Denver wins, Denver covers, and then of course you had whatever you want to say yesterday was that was a joke. But the Grizzlies' fate was sealed when Minnesota won. You lost to Denver, and then obviously that was it. So now you get the Warriors. Now you get the Golden State Warriors in the play-in. You're 6.5, 7-point underdogs, and. Unless Jimmy is actually injured, he was limping pretty heavy. It's hard for me to imagine the Grizzlies have much of a shot in this one. They'll be playing for the 8th seed against the Kings or the Mavericks. That's where I'm at with it.
All right. Well, I mean, you kind of put me in the case where you put me in a point where I kind of have to make a case that it's a one-off.
You can just agree with me.
Anytime, I mean, if I agree with you, it's not much of a discussion. But any time you've got Ja Morant – you see how old this Warriors team is, and much like the game against Denver, you blew the last one against them down the stretch. Now, you haven't had, there have been games this year. First game, you just had Jaren. I think it's been two of the four that you've had all the big three, right? Now, a couple of those, one of them in particular, the second game, your bench was huge, and that included, like, LaRavia was going off. Like, your team's different than it was then. But my point is, John – We saw it when you lost him. I think that was part of the disappointment and blowing it there. Like Jimmy's an old man. Steph, as good as he was in that game, you know, and as much as it still seems like there's gas left in the tank, when you got him in a one-off, you held him to 2 points in the game at FedEx Forum. Oh, by the way, Jalen Wells played in that one. He's not here either. I can get it. I can go down the list with you in terms of reasons why the Grizzlies will lose and have no chance. I mean, the 6.5 is the 6.5, whatever it is, 7 now. But you telling me one game? You know, I don't care that it's out there. I got Ja Morant playing at a high level. So long as I get good Bane and I get good Jaren against a team that, John, you know this. Okay, back to it. They have no inside presence, right? That's the one thing. Now the thing about playing Edie and just trying to take advantage of that is in coverage, on drop coverage, Steph will kill you. But is there a way to balance that out, you know, out-rebound this team the way the Clippers did on Sunday? You're at least built a little bit, you know, bigger in there than they are. I just we can do and you weren't going here. And I realize where you're at, and I don't fall. It's completely fair. I'm gonna save the boy. This has been a collapse of a season, and because we've done that, right? We know, you know, that's the fact that you've gone from 2 to playing. We've talked about that here. Now you got a chance. We'll see what happens, and because you could go to playing the Rockets. And all of a sudden, we're kind of excited, right? We're talking a little bit differently than we would be if you just bow out of this thing. You end up losing to Golden State. And then we got to decide whether playing that, you know, whether winning that game against Sacramento or Dallas is even worth it. Because like we talked about, there's a draft pick at stake. Now, who knows? My guess is that, you know, Ja's going to want to play to win. But back to the point, we can save all that for after this thing. You know, but in a one-game chance, let's go. Let's go. Let's go. It's not a free swing because this was never a year where you were supposed to just be, oh yeah, let's just make the playoffs and we'll take a shot at Golden State. You were supposed to be a contender this year, but nobody's, you know, the world's telling you you ain't winning this game. You just told us. I'm kind of with you. May as well go out there and roll up your sleeves and let's see if Ja can be a superstar. You know what I mean? Let's throw some grenades out there, but let's do it in a win. Let's wait till the game. I might wait till a hammer nail coffin. I don't know. That could always come back, blow up in your face. It's
work. I respect your position. I mean, I hear you, but I just, if Jimmy's healthy, I mean, it's just not. The Warriors are first in defense since they acquired Jimmy Butler in the NBA, mm-hmm. You know, since whatever date that was. Grizzlies are not first in anything. They're not, I mean,
Warriors in
meltdowns, right. Maybe.
They're first in defense because Draymond's awesome. He's a veteran. And it's because of scheme. But I don't look at that Golden State team and say, boy, there's a whole bunch of athletes there, and especially not any rim protection. Again, I don't want to be put in the position where I'm telling you they're going to win. But I'm just saying in a one-off, you know, you can see a picture where the Grizzlies can pull this off and you get Houston, which is a much different fate, it feels like. Man, you're still going to lose a series, just like you would OKC feels like to me. But I right. just feel like that one, at least you got a competitive chance. They're young. You're young. They haven't done anything. You've won one playoff series. But with the way – dude, if Ja Morant wasn't playing at the level he was before the Grizzlies did what they did on Sunday and sat everybody, I'm not sure that was a – you know, for the paying fan, I hate it for them. But I'm not sure it was the wrong decision because you know what? You want the best Ja that you can throw out there, right? A guy who wakes up and has had a few days off. But let's go back to the level he's been. We were talking about it last week, John, under Isola. He's, over 30? I mean, we were looking at it last week. And so you give me Ja Morant, you know, shooting the way he shot the ball from three lately? Man, let's go. Let's go. Not that I'm going to tell you some win and then getting the 7, playing Houston is some big, you know, it changes everything about this season, the way that I feel like Zach Kleiman has blown it here. But it will paint a little bit. It's a different ending. And maybe, you know, for Isolo, it's even more than that in terms of trying to nail down the job next year. That's what I got for you, John. Doesn't sound like we're going to cheer you up today. Again, we understand that the germs are out, and it might have been hard anyway, even if the Grizzlies were, like, favored. But, no, man. One game. Let's go. One game.
Anything can happen. We landed a man on the moon.
This dude used to do speeches before the Minnesota games. It did feel like a different time.
It was a very different time.
We had so much hope and belief in this team under a young Taylor Jenkins, a young Ja. they outplayed you for a lot of those games, but you just found a way to win. Do you remember where we were and what we believed was coming the next couple of years after that, after winning that series? Man.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy to think back.
Can't get John up for a play-in anymore. Man, we're supposed to be better. I understand. We are supposed to be better than this, John.
Well, because they were number two in the West. Should have been here
if you hadn't lost to the Brooklyn's and the Chicago.
So, the sell job of like, oh, one game. I mean, all they've done is lose these one games.
It's not a sell job, John. It's the reality. Ja Morant, man, your client.
I love Ja, but I mean, Ja has not been enough.
Ja
has not been enough, and you know, in the last, you know, they're 4-5 under Isolo. I mean, they're, you know, they've beaten one over 500 team, you know, since February 2nd, not named the Mavericks,
yeah.
And that was of course the Pistons. You know, so I just, with the championship pedigree that the Warriors, the Warriors are, it's kind of crazy. They went 23-8. Since they got Jimmy Butler and they're still in the play-in, that's kind of nuts. It just does kind of go to show you how mediocre they were, but they did go out and get Jimmy, you know, and that's the difference. So, you know, they have guys that can turn the water off, and the Grizzlies are down to like, you know, I mean, they're down Brandon Clark, they're down Jalen Wells, like, you know, it's just they weren't playing well with those guys, and now they don't have them. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, look, you guys know I'm never going to come out here and say anything I don't believe. The Grizz are cooked. I mean, they've been cooked since February 8th. This is just the formality. This is just the march to the end, and then they're going to go into an off season where they got to make some real decisions. I don't know exactly what those decisions are going to look like, but obviously something has to change, because to go from 2-8 in the play-in is egregious. 2 in January, by the way.
How do you fix that? Because I'm assuming you're just, whether it's losing to OKC in a first-round series or deciding, right, you don't want anything to do with it and losing to Sacramento or Dallas. How do you go about fixing it, John?
You got to retool the roster in some way, but I don't know. I don't know what's at your disposal. Obviously you run this back, and you're going to get the same results. I mean, this team is not what it was 3 years ago. You know, they don't have Dylan Brooks anymore. They don't have Steven Adams anymore. You're paying a lot of money to Desmond Bane. You're about to have to pay a lot of money to Jaren Jackson Jr. I don't really know how much flexibility you're even going to have. I mean, it's kind of depressing in a way. I mean, you got Ja Morant, thank God, but outside of that, it's kind of grim.
Yeah, you know, this is a little bit of a conversation we had Friday. It wasn't one I was interested in having today, but since we're here and since there is no hope for Tuesday, and we might as well do it, I am not as high on just sort of running it back like we were talking about Friday, first hour with my man Anthony saying. That's for me, it's even more reason, and I think Calkins was the first, at least here, to say it out publicly. You need to lose the second play-in game. Should this reality occur, John, I'm with you. I'm not pushing back. You're probably going to lose Golden State, and you're going to have a choice here, and it has to do with this future that you're talking about and fixing the roster, which I agree with. You're going to have a choice here of whether or not to lose that game and sit out. Because why? Because then you get to keep your first-round draft pick as a result of not making the playoffs because you were a lottery team that you sent off to Washington. Okay, well, why does that matter? Well, if you're just running it back and taking another player with the first round pick, no, it doesn't matter at all. I'm with John. That sounds grim. But if you are packaging it up with G.G. Jackson, who, oh, by the way, didn't look great in a game that, boy, he should have scored 40 in, I thought, when he started that one. I thought it was I'm not going to judge him on one game. And as Sane said last week, G.G. just hasn't had you're coming off injury, a big one. You know, we get it. He's had all kinds of reasons why this hasn't been a good season for him. But my point is, with that draft pick and with a GG or one of these other contracts, maybe it's more than that, you've got to shake up this roster. Because, John, running it back is what you've been – it's not going to get you there. You know, what we've learned is that putting youth and these draft picks that he's hit on some of around these young – putting them around the big three, it's not working. And so you have to get serious, right, about putting the right pieces, veterans. You've essentially shipped those guys out, right? The sort of role players, you've shipped the veterans out and replaced them with the young guys. You got to shake up that philosophy. Now, all this, too, is in addition to figuring out whether you're going to go on with this head coach, right, this interim coach, and make him your head coach. So if you want to have this conversation about the reality that is likely the Grizz going to be, you know, maybe 0-2 here and the second one you've decided to lose, then we need to get serious about how you fix it, right? Because it's this sort of giving Zach Kleiman and the organization the benefit of the doubt. And, oh, at some point when you get the big three all out there and you get the right pieces around them, you'll be a contender that's got you in this boat right now. So I'm with you, John, that not there's really no reason for this ultimate hope, because you'd be going to say you would likely lose to Houston. That'll be depressing in a way, because you'll say, oh, by the way, they've officially passed you, right? But let's get serious about what it's going to take to fix it and holding the front office accountable if we're going to go down this road, and it not just being, well, we'll run it back and see what happens next year, because clearly the philosophy needs to change.
Right. Yeah. So we'll see. I mean, again, it's not my field of expertise, honestly. Like, I've never been the guy that like knows, you know, I don't do the trade machine thing. I don't know the salary cap. It's not really my field. But I do know that, you know, this won't work long term. You know, you're ahead of schedule. Now you're not. So what do you do? What do you do? That's not our job to figure out, right? Our jobs are not to figure out what to do with the Grizzlies. That's Zach Kleiman's job. Or as Gigi Jackson said, Mr. Kettleman.
I think our job is to ask questions about why it's like this and how long it's going to be like this. That's our job.
Yes. And did you see Gigi call him Mr. Kettleman?
I'm sorry?
Gigi called Zach Kleiman Mr. Kettleman.
Again, you know, Gigi's going to be a fine player one day. I'm not making trades because I want to hold on to Gigi Jackson. If that was part of anything that you didn't do at the deadline and you could have, wrong move.
Yeah, I don't know. But, you know, ideally, I mean, his trade stock has fallen as well.
Mm-hmm. Would have been higher then. But listen, Gigi's still got a chance. He got to learn how to be a pro. Kid's just 20 years old. I mean, I watched it against Miami in a blowout. He's like, he's not, you know, hustling for loose balls. Taylor had to get on him. I mean, you could just see it. You know, sending him to the G League, he didn't like it. He resented it afterwards. We get it. You know, you're a young player. You know, and this kind of goes back and reminds you of some of the college stuff. I think he can grow through it. I'm not down to watch him do it while we waste seasons. If he can be a piece in upgrading something around the core that you have that you really right now don't want to start moving off of, I don't think now is the time to break it up. So since we're here and we're sort of having this, you know, post-mortem, whatever you call it, discussion, I mean, that's, you got to get serious about fixing it. So again, you know, we'll watch tomorrow night. John's probably right. This is going to end in you having a decision to make in terms of when you host Sacramento Dallas. You know, it's not a good look optically. You get that game here. You know, it's not a good look optically for your fans that go down there, especially the paying ones. You know, season ticket holders, they're all in. That money's – but the paying ones that go down, and they're hoping they want to see you against OKC. Forget Jason and John's talking about what are they going to do. I want to see the Grizzlies in the playoffs, and I'm going down. Yeah. You know, that would be – you know, to decide you're going to do that to keep the draft pick in front of those paying folks that night – I say, you know, that's a bit of a tough look. I would still tell you, you need to do it because that's how serious you need to be about getting this roster right. Some would tell you the roster's fine. Some would tell you that. I'm not in that boat.
Same. Should we take calls?
Well, if you'd like, we have so much, man. With you know, you've got Tigers bringing back family. You got Nico and this thing and. You know, the college athletics, that stand there is probably something that set a precedent. Maybe revisit. We have so much from the weekend. Let's reserve that potentially for later on.
All right. We'll come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You didn't know all that. Jason and John, I'm trying to find ESPN.
Can you hear the music, John?
Yeah, I got it. I'm now, picking up what you're putting down.
Is it a grenade? That's the bomb?
No, it's not a grenade.
I saw he doubled down that it's words. Words. His words.
Again, I do want to stress that it is absolutely, unequivocally, not under any circumstances, a grenade. It is not a grenade. It is simply just a, balling up of negativity. We're throwing it out to the crowd. Not a grenade.
Have you seen the video?
I just saw the one you sent me. Yeah,
it's 2 minutes and I believe 41 seconds of humans all over the world, literally all over this planet, doing Jaws New Celly, which is, I mean, what are we calling it? It's not a grenade, because he won't call it a grenade. It's sort of a word bomb. His words, it's going to hit. He doesn't care what comes back. Right. That's the way he sort of described it.
Yeah.
They're doing it in hockey, John. This dude.
That's crazy.
The tweet is playoff mem was who I saw. That's the handle, the Twitter. John Morant's new celly is worldwide less than a week after he debuted it. 2 minutes and 41 seconds of Ja being the most influential human in basketball. That's probably up for debate, but it obviously shows, too. I was just telling Brad off air, if LeBron, LeBron hasn't done any gestures lately, but nobody's copying LeBron lately. Now, again, you put it in the shoe argument. Are the shoes number one? That kind of, but this dude, the fact that it's in hockey, it's in college, it's in baseball, it's in, soccer, it's everywhere. It's amazing that this dude can do this from Memphis, Tennessee with his it factorness. Amazing. I saw this video, I just couldn't believe it. It's like it's spread like faster than COVID.
Yeah, COVID and COVID spread fast.
I know.
As you know.
He's
an influential guy.
He's an influential player. Yeah, that's power right there.
And, you know, I mean, I don't think I had a lot of doubt about that, but.
You represent him. You represent the power. You knew it.
Yeah, I mean, it was just a matter of, you know, the play on the court.
Harnessing.
Get that where it needs to be.
Well, it's been pretty good under Isolo. That's why I wonder about y'all. I wonder about you, Ja Morant camp guys, and how you're feeling about Tuomas Isolo going into next year. How close was I? Nailed it. See, I'm ready for next year, should y'all decide to go this route. Now.
Yeah, let's see how it looks in the play-in. I don't really think he's by any means got a stranglehold on the job.
Let me ask you something. Is there anything he can do now, whatever this postseason is, that says, no coaching search, no interviews, we've got our guy, we don't need to talk to anyone? Or are you, no matter what happens the rest of the way, you've got him as maybe the favorite for the job because you liked him so much bringing him in here, but you're doing formal interviews with other candidates? Which way do you think it would roll?
I mean, if they win, you know, tomorrow and then, you know, go seven games against the Rockets or something, you know, I could see that. But, you know, short of that, you know, I don't think they necessarily went into this saying, hey, you know, go show us, because his first three games were Lakers, Celtics, Warriors. I think they expected it to be bumpy. They knew what they were getting into with him. So I don't think it was a results-based situation.
No, but I do think Zach Kleiman is looking for a reason because of how invested he is in Isolo. Like, he's to the point about maybe you don't do a search. No, you were never going to judge him completely on what was left. It was an unfair situation. But I do think, you paid the buyout to get him. You know, this is a guy like we've talked about that turned down the Wizards before you got him. He was probably going to have other opportunities coming pretty quickly. You nabbed him from Team Paris. You know, you pay the buyout, you pay above market value for a lead assistant coach. You bring him here and hear a guy that probably sees him as a threat. That's how highly you think of him and how highly invested you are in him. So my guess is, John, just like you and me, you know, we'd rather be right, right? We'd rather be saying I told you so rather than, oh, man, I got this one wrong. Just if you had the choice, not this one thing I think we always say about us that we'll say when we're wrong. We, you know, we hold up our – hopefully we're doing that. But I think Zach Kleiman, just like any human being that identified somebody, invested a lot to get him, identified somebody that you probably thought at some point could be your head coach, clearly somebody you thought highly of, you wanted within your organization, you thought it could make better in whatever the way was, right? You're invested in that guy. You want to be right on that guy. And so to John's point, if you took Houston 7, I could see a world where Zach Kleiman says, oh, yeah, he's my guy. We were right there. Boy, look at how much of a mess we were. And he got us back right there. I could see it, and I tell you, I could see that world, and I could still see it being the wrong decision. I could still see you going 20, 30 games in next year, and you find out Isolo's style doesn't work against the better teams in the league, even though you looked good for a series against Houston. And who knows what Ja's thinking then? Who knows where you're at then? You've wasted more time. You've certainly done that. But John, I do think it matters in the sense that Zach's probably looking for a reason or two or three to keep this guy as the head coach. And so if you get that, you know, that's going to require obviously beating Golden State first off to get Houston to go 7, you know. If you get all that, then I absolutely could see a world where you're keeping the guy. You're not doing any other interviews. You're not talking to Sam Cassell. You know, you're not talking to those guys because you're going to tell yourself, and then you're going to tell your fan base, you got your guy. Look at how competitive he got us back to. Look at the level Ja Morant's playing at. I mean, yo, boy, I could sell it for him. It's pretty an easy job. They got a media arm that'll do it, you know.
Yeah, but again, he's got. That's assuming a lot. It really is assuming a lot. Like, the odds are they lose tomorrow.
Right.
They beat the Kings or the Mavs, and they get swept against the Thunder. So it's like, it's kind of fantasy right now. You know, talking about taking the Rockets 7, you know, like it's not like this team's like, what are we, I don't understand. Like they're not playing well. They haven't played well in a long time. All of a sudden they're going to turn it on tomorrow against Golden State. It's been first in defense since they acquired Jimmy Butler. It's 23-8, like two totally different teams. I know the play-in record for the Warriors is 0-3, but those were very different Warriors teams. And over a, you know, over an 82 game sample, this Warriors team has been on pace for 60 wins since they acquired Jimmy Butler. The Grizzlies are not winning tomorrow. They have no chance to win tomorrow. Against Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler and those guys, no chance. Not there. So that's why they're appropriately 6.5, 7-point underdogs. I mean, you know, they just don't have the execution late in games. I don't think any team fears this Grizzlies team. I think they all kind of see the same things. Like, you know, they melt down, they're hurt, they're banged up, like, I know that's not what people want to hear, but my job isn't to tell you what you want to hear. You know, I mean, my job is to tell the truth as I see it. And what I see is a team that is just 1-2-3 Cancun. 1-2-3 Cancun. Let's go.
Yep. Yeah, I'm not going to push back on you saying the Grizzlies have no chance tomorrow.
People are mad, but I'm just like, you know.
I mean, I don't think they're mad. You had one guy tweet at you, they're down on him. I think his point is we all get all the reasons. I mean, we get all the reasons they're going to likely lose tomorrow. But the difference is you're not looking at a seven-game series against them right now. You're looking at a one-off, and you have Ja Morant playing at a high level. Again, I don't want to be pushed into a position where I'm forced to make a case that they're going to win just so we can have an interesting discussion and we're not saying, yeah, it's down bad. Because, again, if we want to go that route, John, I'm all about going that route, but then let's talk about fixing it. I realize that part's not our job, but asking the questions and how we get there is. And so I'm not – like I said, you're going to end up being right about them losing tomorrow, and then we're going to have a really discussion should be a pretty interesting discussion about whether or not you decide to lay down in the second play-in. And, that's where we're at again. I'm not going to be down or depressed or sound down about their situation. I'm all about talking about it and figuring out how the hell they're going to fix it. If it indeed goes the way that you and many others suspect.
I don't think they can fix it. I don't think there's anything that they can reasonably do.
Well, now we're getting somewhere. Yeah.
Like there's really not a move. This is what they are. It's unfortunate. It's sad. It's sad that, you know, from 3 years ago, they didn't ever take the next step, you know, but like, it doesn't magically get better. You know, like they're not spending. They are going to have to spend a lot of money on Jaren in the offseason, obviously, with that contract one way or the other. If it's not next season, it'll be the season after that. Right. I know there's some things they can do, like that push it down the road, but at the end of the day, like there's not a free agent that's going to come here. There's not a trade. Like we know they don't make good trades. Like this is your, you know, this is what you have, right? This is in the end what you have. And it's a play-in team. It's a six seed on a good year in the West, you know, now that Luka's with the Lakers. I think the arrow unfortunately stopped pointing up, and now it's pointing down or neutral at best. And I mean, their win total was what, 42.5 coming into the year. You know, I mean, yes, they did exceed that thanks to a blistering start, but I mean, I feel like that's kind of what they are. They're a 42.5 win team every single year. And you know, again, I know that people are going to say that I'm being a pessimist, but like, I'm never going to get on here and try to, like, gas this situation up, just like I would never try to do that with the Tigers. Like, you're not in that class anymore. Like, the rest of the – you know, you paid Desmond Bane $207 million. Like, you're going to have to pay Jaren, you know, $300 million. Where's the room for improvement? Like, you tell me.
Yep. We'll run it back, and we'll certainly be revisiting this discussion. I figure it'll be more, at least after tomorrow night, we can then sort of look ahead on, all right, well, now the organization has a choice to make. That's a yes or a no, whether you you look to win that game. I guess in the end, though, either way, whether you decide yes, it's still going to be a grim ending. But no, man, I'm not. Maybe Memphis is fine with that. Maybe Memphis is fine with just serving up a sixth seed every year, right? You are one of the smallest markets. It's nice to have a guy that's got this worldwide influence, right? Play every few games for you and be out there, right? That's fun, right? This is a no. You'd be wasting him. What are we talking about? And again, this. Yeah, maybe you're maxing out on the wrong three. We can have that discussion as well. But in the end, I don't. You're about to commit everything you got to them, this city, in terms of trying to get them to re-sign this lease. And some people will be okay with paying that NBA dollar to go down there and see a team that's okay with being a sixth seed, right? Got a young GM who couldn't take it to the next level. They'll be fine with that because you're a professional. You got a professional franchise in your city. You know, it'd be we think about downtown without the Grizzlies. Oh my God! I mean, it's an existence I don't want to think about. And so there is something to be said for you're in the NBA. You got a superstar. Just sit back and enjoy whatever happens. You know, if they're six, they're six. At least you're in the playoffs. But I would tell you, you're too close based on the success you got out of these young dudes before they even knew, you know, knew any good, before they knew any better. And you're out there winning with them. There's a way to skin this cat. There's a way to do this for this young GM to find out. I'm looking dead at Brad, but I'm not talking, but to find out what it takes to get to the next step. And I think Memphis deserves that, as opposed to the city that's just going to go all in on a franchise that's just okay with being here and throwing out a six every year. You'd be wasting, again, maybe one of the best talents right next to Penny Hardaway we've ever seen come through this city. You think he's going to stick around through that whole, yeah, we'll just be six every year. And no, maybe you got to trade him. I'm not down to one, just like Heupel said, you know, the program's bigger than one guy. So is the franchise. If that's the best thing for the franchise, then you look at that. But, man, Memphis doesn't deserve to just have a team that got to a level because of how talented those young dudes were, this core was, right? Taylor couldn't get it over. Kleiman hasn't gotten it over with the roster. And we're just going to be cool with not getting it over now, man. And I get our sports history says we have to be, right? We were brought up that way. I mean, Tigers, we always come in second. And we've never cashed in. Get to a Western Conference Finals, it feels like around here we won a Finals. It really does. I mean, let's be real. But no, man, I'm not down for just the. I'm not saying you are, right. You'll be with me on as soon as this thing ends, probably depressingly, on how we got to fix it. We'll be talking about it every day. What Zach Kleiman's got to do. But I'm not down for them folks to just throw the big three out there that you're paying max dollars for, meaning the paying customer, and I'm not talking about the ones that have got, they're all in with the season tickets. They're those that help, they high-five the Grizzlies on their way out, and thank God for them. That seems to be pretty solid. I'm talking about the ones they're trying to draw in from Nashville, Little Rock, the ones they're trying to get right here in Memphis. They can't, you know, out of North Memphis, South Memphis. They're going to have to pay a high price to go see a team that's cool with being six every year? No, I think it can be better than that.
Yeah, I just don't have the. I don't have the answers. I don't have the solutions, man.
Yeah, we're gonna get to them. We're gonna get to the answers as soon as we know this outcome, and that's what we're here to do. Ask the questions that get the answers. That's what we'll do.
Melvin says, "Max bet on the Grizzlies tomorrow." God bless,
hey,
brother.
Hey, all right.
God bless, Melvin.
I think I'm with Melvin. I listened to San Francisco this morning radio.
How they feel?
They are not well. They first of all, they felt like they had a really good effort against Houston yesterday, and they lost the game.
It's Clippers.
Clippers.
The Clippers. But Harden had a great game. Kawhi, thank you. Kawhi had a great game, and so they were, you know, sort of lamenting that they're in this play-in game, but they're worried because obviously Jimmy Butler had to play like out of his mind 48 minutes. You know, they went into overtime, played a lot of minutes, and then he was limping after the game, like you guys pointed out. So They need him to be hurt. I hate to say it that way.
They're old.
They need Jimmy Butler hurt. And then they need to – I think they need to take advantage of this game, this one-off game.
They needed to win to stay out of the play, and they lost three of their last five. John's right. They're a new team since the trade deadline. Jimmy Butler in the playoffs is a different dude.
No, and they're, right about that.
But it's not like this isn't – I mean, look at Draymond. They're going to dare him to shoot at this point in his career.
Let somebody else shoot.
There are weaknesses in his game. He's not the same level of dude he used to be.
Yeah.
I mean, we saw it last game when you had them, they just got you down the stretch, much like it's been a common refrain.
Well, too,
where they've blown it down the stretch of late, and that was a game like that. But you were right there.
You're
again,
right there.
Not having and I get it where John's at. It does not having Jalen Wells that you've had all season
tough.
And is the first guy.
If they had Jalen Wells, honestly, because I do feel like my outlook would be different.
It's a little different because you had relied on him so much, and right now you don't know what you're going to get from Vince. His activity level was up. I mean, Harrington was pointing out his rebounds in this, you know, against Dallas. It was up.
Yeah.
But let's be real, up into that game, the back-to-backs, he hadn't looked good. And so there is, I'm with John, there's no, I have no confidence in Vince Williams in that spot. And much more importantly, it's just one less body, you know, one less capable body. When Vince is in that backup role, okay, at least I know what I got with Jalen. He's going to be out there all game. And the guy's going to give it everything he has. You know, the guy, he had managed to hit that rookie wall, and he was pushing through. God, you know, God bless him before he goes down. No, you're right. I would have a much different fit. John, I'd be saying, cheer up, John. We got a chance. I'd be doing that stuff you don't want to do, I think, if Jalen Wells was out there.
I wouldn't be as down.
No, don't. To your point, there's evidence. He was part of holding Steph to 2 points in the game that was here.
Exactly.
Now, maybe at some point in that game, Steph quits. They had him rattled. Jalen Wells was a big part of it. You don't have him. You know, that's a big difference. Vince right now at this level throwing him out there. Jalen had that man. I mean, it's one of the worst games Steph had ever played. You know, especially around here against us. So, critical dude. Because you got to chase him around. And, you know, Jalen Wells was great at that. I hate it for him. I hate it for the organization because I do. Maybe even that number is a little lower, John, just because you've got a guy who's been your best perimeter defender on and off for most of the year. Scottie Pippen Jr., I think, for a stretch, took it. But let's be real. Nobody else has been up there. And so, I hate that he's not going to be there. I would feel a lot better. I'd be telling you, come on, John, you're just too down. If you had Jalen Wells, I'd feel a lot better about it. I mean, kid started, 74 games? He was a stud for you. And he's knocking down 35, 36% of his threes. If I knew I was getting that from Vince, I feel a lot better about tomorrow. But you know what, John? That's why they play the game. Somebody smart used to say that back in the day. Sounds like Melvin believes, despite what you think. Brad believes.
Hey, I will never be happier to be wrong.
Well, you did say they don't have a chance. And typically when we do that in sports radio, that's when we come back and get hit. You said they have no chance.
You guys are welcome.
I think you said Kelvin Sampson had no chance against Duke.
I probably said something along those lines. Yeah.
I'm just here.
In fairness, for what, 38 minutes he didn't?
It was college basketball, and for 38 minutes he didn't. He should have been
put out. In fairness to the Grizzlies.
Your doubt might be what we need. It might be the fire.
I'm happy to be of service. Like, people are getting so mad. They're tweeting me. Like, one guy tweeted me, and he's like, that's why I'm still on the midday show. I mean, I thought the midday show was a premiere. Brad, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought the midday show
was. It's the day part. It's the prime. It's prime.
That's what I thought. But I know every show is a midday show on 92.9 now.
That's fair.
Seven midday shows.
Which is the problem.
No, but we added this show before we added a morning show. That's just fact.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, I think I feel like midday is a place where, you know, I look at it like this, you know, I don't have to come to work until 11. I get done at 2. I have the rest of my day and afternoon to go pick up my kid. I can be at things. Like, this is a very coveted spot. Like, it's just easier for your day. So I look at being on middays as a blessing.
I moved to this day part because it was coveted. Yes, I personally.
Because there's no question that nobody listens to us, but it is better for our life.
What are you talking about?
It is better for our life. Wouldn't you agree, Jason? Just being on middays is so much better for your life. because you get to take CJ to school, you get to pick him up, right? You get to do all those things as a dad.
God has blessed me.
So while some could look at it as though I'm still on the midday show, like, which is going on to year 9, and they can look at that as a negative.
Well, we love you here, John. We love you at this company. We love you in the 11-2.
Facts.
And we,
I look at it as a blessing.
I wouldn't. As you've told us, I wouldn't focus on your Mr. Negative. In fact, I would share God's love with him, and I would tell him, sir, thank you for listening. We really appreciate you listening in the midday from 11-2, the Jason and John show presented here by the Leaders Credit Union.
Shout out to Leaders.
Our wonderful studio sponsor.
Yeah.
Come join. Come join the midday family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All day parts matter.
John will tell you, you ain't got a chance.
Yeah, that's facts.
Hey, if the Grizzlies win tomorrow, I want people to thank me.
No, I think we can reverse it and make something out of that, much like we did fade Brad Carson, right? When we found out Brad had a strength for losing.
For losers.
We capitalized on it.
Isn't it time to do fade Brad today?
Let's save it. Well, tomorrow.
Yeah, means the Warriors are going to destroy the Grizzlies.
Do play-ins qualify as playoffs? Do you bring out hot as fade Brad Carson was for us last May? Do you bring that out for play-in? You don't even care about the play-in.
Can I recuse myself from the Grizzlies one, though,
See, that's what I'm saying, man.
I want to recuse myself.
Yeah. That's not how it works.
I can't do other teams, like skip the Grizzlies.
Fine.
I mean, no.
Fade Brad Carson returns tomorrow.
Because I'm riding with the Grizzlies, man. I don't want to like put them through that. John, that means they're a loser.
John says that's perfect. That's what he wants you to do.
Damn, bro.
Ride with Grizzlies.
It's a tough spot.
You don't get to run and hide.
No. The Grizzlies are not part of that bit because, like, I was rooting for them yesterday, even when they didn't play anybody. I went down there and they kicked the crap out of them.
You can pick them. You can pick them against the spread, but you're not getting out of it.
You mean I could still pick them as a winner and they could beat the? Yeah,
you
that's
pick them
true.
Plus seven.
That's
good. But it just goes on your record.
It could be within the margin. And I do think it'll obviously be within the margin if they win it, you know, on the road like that. Yeah, of course.
There's no way for the Grizzlies to win the game outright and
never
not cover plus seven.
No, but they could be within the margin. You're right. Yep.
Yeah,
I will say.
Certainly. So we're bringing it back. The play-in counts. And then we have playoffs starting, Saturday?
Yeah. It's okay. Let me ask you this.
I see this wave of optimism that came at you on Twitter. There's a wave of people that believe.
For the optimist, let me frame it this way, if I might, as a fellow optimist.
I definitely mistook the temperature of Grizzlies fans.
Let me frame it this way. If somehow the Grizzlies were to win, how will it have been done? Will it be like last night where basically Los Angeles, they sold out for Butler and for Steph and let everybody else try to beat him with shooting? I mean, how would it look if they do win?
The way that the Clippers won yesterday was with Kawhi Leonard and James Harden unbelievable shot making.
That's fair.
I believe that 33 was tied to season high for Kawhi.
And James Harden, I think James Harden scored every point in overtime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they were crazy good last night.
No.
Like
Golden State is trying to win.
You know, if Desmond Bane can make, you know,
30.
Honestly, that's what it's going to have to be.
30 from Ja. Jaren fouling.
Jason, I got a great stat for you, man. Hold on.
But y'all are looking at what you got to do offensively. You can score 140 something points. What the keys are going to be, can you get Steph off night? Right. Yep. Can you get Draymond 0-for from 3? It's going to be, can you get stops? That's what this team hasn't done since the trade deadline. Yeah, again, you can get into a shootout with these dudes all day long. Every big three all have 30.
You're right.
If theirs are doing it too, and that's what your defense has been giving up here lately and looking like, then they're just going to win the shootout. They're just going to win the shootout.
Kawhi Leonard has not lost a regular season game to Jimmy Butler since 2016.
Wow, that's a nice stat.
He's won 8 in a row.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, we'll talk third hour about this. Watch out for them Clips coming out this West. I'm coming out this West.
So
watch. You think
the Nuggets opened on the series price 160 minus 160.
Yes.
And Clippers like plus 130. It's all the way down to Denver minus 130.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Clippers plus 110.
Mm-hmm.
On the series price. And
I have some numbers about that series. I'm telling you, I feel this Clippers thing. Did you Kawhi, man? They have done a good job.
Yes.
He's only played 30-something games.
I know.
But he's played here down the stretch, and they've ramped him up. Now you're getting good. Now, he could always just, I mean, he could step on, you know, he could step on a leaf tomorrow and be out.
We've seen it.
But they've done such a good job getting him ready for this. Bro, Norman Powell, all-star season. John just talking about how good Harden was in overtime of that game when they needed him.
Great.
Harden's had a great season. Mm-hmm. He has. Watch it. They're top three defensively. Top three. Zubac, nobody talking about him.
Awesome.
He's having a career year.
Yep.
Clippers, man, with their experience. I'm telling you. I think you just.
I don't disagree with you at all.
It's OKC second round, and people, I think they're 0-4 against OKC this year.
Yeah.
But you have to look at who played in those games.
What a test. What a test for OKC, man.
It will be a test in the second round for OKC. There are matchups in these playoffs, John, that are exciting, that are already set, and ones that are probably going to be set in terms of once the play-in's done, that are actually pretty darn exciting. That's one of them. I think they get by Denver, but you got to handle Jokic first. That'll be a test.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.